Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Time for our community conversation number two for today, brought to you by our friends at Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. Joining me on the line this morning from Chickasaw County Public Health, Director Lisa Welter. Lisa, thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. So we are into a new month here. It's funny how time is just flying by here. And of course, with the month of October, something of very much of an importance, let's go ahead and kick things off. Lisa, what are we recognizing and being aware of for the month of October?
So this month, we're recognizing Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October is, of course, like we just said, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Each year in the United States, about 240,000 women get breast cancer. And one out of every 100 breast cancer diagnoses in the United States are actually found in men. Mammograms are the best way to, of course, find cancer early. When it's found early, it's easier to treat, and it leads to better survival rate. So when Chickasaw County Public Health and Mercy One of New Hampton completed its community health needs assessment of Chickasaw County, one of the needs that we did find was a problem with access to health care. So Mercy One of New Hampton is going to be holding two mammo nights. They will be October 9th from 3 to 7 p.m., and October 16th from 3 to 7 p.m. And this specific event is for women ages 40 and older. You do need an appointment for this event. So, of course, there's a limited number of spots and things. So we recommend you calling Mercy One at 641-394-1614 to schedule an appointment with them. And there's also financial assistance program available if you need it. So definitely give them a call and they can help you get that financial assistance filled out and tell you what's all available. The financial assistance program that's going to be utilized for Mercy One for that mammo night is called Care for Yourself. And this is actually a program through the Iowa Department of Public Health and Human Services. And this program offers financial assistance for things like mammograms, pap test, HPV testing, pelvic exams, and more diagnostic testing. So if you're interested in learning more about this program, you can also call on your own 1-866-339-7909 or visit them at www.hhs.iowa.gov/CFY. And I did talk to Brandon Tenge over at the hospital this morning, and he said that if you need help filling out the financial program or want more information on that, you can also contact the hospital, and they're willing to help you out with that.
Excellent. Lisa Welter joining us here this morning from Chickasaw County Public Health on 95.1 The Bull. Another topic of interest, of course, with the change of the seasons and a lot of foreign objects in the air, and I'm not just talking about the leaves here, you know, things that kind of creep up into your sinuses and what have you. Well, we have, you know, these flu clinics that are on the horizon. Lisa, can you fill us in on any clinics that are going to be available?
Yeah, so we've actually started those, and we have several upcoming flu clinics throughout the area. The walk-in clinics are for individuals who are 18 and older, and for the adult clinics, the ones I'm going to name off first, you do not need an appointment. They're just walk-in. So there is a clinic in Ionia at the library, and that'll be this Wednesday the 4th from 1 to 3 p.m., In Lawler, we're going to have one at the City Hall Community Room, and this will be Friday the 6th from 9 to 11 a.m. In Nashville, we're going to hold one at the United Methodist Church, and that will be Monday, October 9th from 9 to 11 a.m. In Alta Vista, we're going to have one at the Zion Lutheran Church on October 12th. That's a Thursday from 10 to noon. And then in Fredericksburg, at the Fredericksburg Municipal Hall, we're going to hold one October 13th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then we're going to have a big one here in New Hampton at our public health office, Tuesday, October 24th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're going to be having some children flu clinics at our office, and this is for children that are 6 months old to 18 years of age, and they're going to be held on October 16th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and October 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. For the children's flu clinics, we do need appointments so that we can plan ahead. So please call our office if you're interested in those children flu clinics. And our office number is 641-394-4053.
Lisa Welter, our guest for Community Conversations here in the Morning Roundup today. Chickasaw County Public Health, a bunch of things to keep in mind here as we are entering the month of October. And, of course, one of those major things that, you know, is still something that should be on our radar is the subject of COVID-19 and RSV. And, of course, with the vaccines going on right now, there are some updated ones I heard about COVID-19. Are those some things that we could take advantage of, Lisa, for the fall season?
Definitely. It's very important to look into your COVID and RSV vaccines. The COVID-19 vaccine and the RSV vaccine have now been commercialized. And what this means is that it must be ordered directly from the vaccine companies. So due to this, at this time, public health does not have the COVID-19 vaccine or the RSV vaccine available. But if you're interested in one of these vaccines, we do encourage you to please check with your local pharmacies or your medical provider to get those.
Excellent. Now, Lisa, also in mind, of course, fall season, not just with the flu and all the other things going on here, also safety-wise with, you know, fall harvest has already been underway, and just a couple of different reminders you wanted to give to drivers out there and those, you know, running the farms there on the road.
Yes, definitely. With fall harvest starting, we want to give a few reminders, like you said, to those drivers to make sure that we're all safe out there. So drivers, always be on the lookout for farm machinery. Farm machinery travels, of course, that we all know at a slow speed, so please slow down in order to avoid collisions. Make sure to keep a safe distance for better visibility. Allow some distance between you and the farm equipment. If farm equipment is turning, stay back a safe distance because sometimes they make wide turns and we don't want to be in the way for those. If you're going to pass farm equipment, make sure the road is wide enough for both you and the vehicle, you and the farm vehicle. This could be by making sure maybe there's no obstacles like a bridge coming up or mailboxes that could be in your way if you go to pass. And overall, just please be patient with farm vehicles. I have a lot of farmers reach out to me actually after we do these segments and say, hey, we were in our tractor doing our farm work and we heard your segment. So we just want to say too to all the farmers listening out there, we want to thank you for all your hard work and dedication. We really appreciate you and everything you do.
And the same goes here, Lisa, because I know that, you know, with fall harvest, depending on the amount of work that one does during the day there, it can take quite a toll, both mentally and physically, but also especially on the mental side of things. If something is out of place there, they could always reach out to somebody, maybe reach out to your family doctor and things like that.
Definitely. And there is always that mobile crisis response team, too, that you can call. There's a call and a text number, too. So you can always call Your Life Iowa at 855-581-8111, or there is a text number. So if you're having any sort of, you know, mental health crisis or anything, please, if you don't feel like talking, definitely text 855-895-8398, and there's somebody available 24 hours a day that can help you.
Absolutely. And I know Jenny Stevenson, along with the Mobile Crisis Response Unit, they do thank us in advance, you know, for having people reach out to them, and that they're always there to help you.
Definitely. And I've had to use them too for a couple situations that have, you know, happened, and they are amazing to work with.
Absolutely. Well, further information on all the topics that we've covered there, Lisa, or for just general information and questions, again, how can we get a hold of you?
Yep, you can go to, we have a Facebook page, and it's Chickasaw County Public Health. Or if you have any questions and need to call the office, our office number is 641-394-4053.
Excellent. Lisa Welter again joining us here on the Morning Roundup. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us this morning, as always, every month, keeping us in check and in line with many of the topics that we have from month to month and keeping our health, our mind, our wellness in check for the season.
You're welcome. Thanks for allowing us to do the segment.
Absolutely. Lisa Welter again here on the Morning Roundup, our community conversation to be posted online at case@951thebull.com. This community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com.